This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Leanne.
Are you going to be doing a royal wedding crossword this week?
I am. In fact, you read my mind.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll give no more hints than that. People will have to wait for that. But you have some things to talk about, and you've got some big news.
Yes. Well, first of all, last week I did a correction on the puzzle, and it turned out I didn't need to. The puzzle was right the way I had it originally. An angstrom is indeed a unit of length, not a unit of mass. However, there was a little problem with the original puzzle. A gram technically is a unit of mass, not of weight, as I said.
Okay, there's the correction. Now the big news.
Yeah, the first Beijing International Sudoku Tournament is going to be held May 19 to 22 in China. I'm going to be there as an observer and advisor. There are substantial money prizes. Anyone in the world is welcome to compete, and I'd love for some Americans to sign up. So anyone who's interested should go to www.bist2011.com.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we'll be keeping in touch with you about that over the next few weeks. And for this week, we need the challenge that you gave last week.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. I said, think of a nine-letter word naming a venue for certain sports. Three letters in this word are repeated. Remove all these repetitions, and the remaining six letters can be rearranged to spell a piece of sports equipment. What are the two words?
What are they?
Well, the venue is racetrack, and get rid of those duplicated letters, you get racket.
Well, enough of our people listening seem to know that answer. We received more than 1,100 entries this past week, and our randomly chosen winner is Jefferson Rank of Portland, Oregon. Hey, Jefferson.
Hello.
Great name.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Named after a president, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
It took me quite a while because I got off on the wrong track at first. I thought it was the same letter repeated three times. But after I figured out it was three different letters repeated, it came pretty quick.
Cool. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
I remember when postcard stamps cost 14 cents.
Not quite back to the hieroglyphic days. Tell us what you do there in Portland.
I teach literature and writing at community college.
Okay. Well, Jefferson sounds ready to go. Will, you're always ready to go, so let's play.
All right, Jefferson, I'm going to give you the first names of some famous people. For each one, think of a last name that goes with it. And here's a hint. The last two letters of the first name, reversed, are the first two letters of the last name. For example, if I said Brad, B-R-A-D, you might say Davis, as in the actor Brad Davis. Okay, number one is Mamie, M-I-M-I-E.
Eisenhower.
Mamie Eisenhower is right. Number two is Arthur.
Rubenstein.
Oh, that's fast. Christopher.
Ran has a W. Reeve.
Christopher Reeve, good. Richard.
Dreyfus.
Richard Dreyfus. Dana.
Andrews.
Dana Andrews. Man, you're good. George. And this is G-E-O-R-G-E-S.
George.
This is the French George, French spelling of George, and we're looking for an artist.
Oh, Surratt.
Yeah.
Surratt, good. Gertrude.
This one, he's used this one before. He's used this one before. Gertrude Ederle. She was
Ederle,
the woman who swam the English Channel.
Oh.
First one to do that.
Yep.
Good. A little before your time, Jefferson. Your next one is Jonas.
Jonas Salk.
Yep.
Excellent. The physician, polio vaccine creator. Layla, L-A-I-L-A.
Layla Allen.
No.
Layla Al something.
Her dad's a boxer.
Oh,
and
Ali.
Layla
she's a boxer
Ali, is it?
Too. Yeah,
she
right.
was one too. David.
David Dinkins, the governor, David Dinkins?
Former mayor
Excellent.
Of New York.
That's it, former mayor of New York
nice.
City, David Dinkins. Deborah, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Deborah Hardwick.
Deborah. You got the third letter right. Former lead singer of Blondie.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
Deborah Harry is it. And here is your last one, Eleanor.
Roosevelt.
Jefferson, you are great.
You are amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, wow. That, wow. You've left me in the dust. This is great. Well done. Well done. We have a couple of eggs for your basket today on Easter. You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR Sunday Puzzles. Jefferson, man, before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
It's KOPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting.
All right. Our speed puzzler, Jefferson Rank of Portland, Oregon. Thanks a lot for playing this week. You were great.
Thank you.
All right, Will, you got something for us to work on all week?
Yes. Think of a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank and blank. If you remove the and put the second word in front of the first word, you'll get a compound word naming a place of power. What is it? And here's a hint, that compound word has 9 letters. So again, a familiar phrase in the form blank and blank. If you remove the and put the second word in front of the first word, you get a compound word naming a place of power. What place of power is this?
When you get the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.